Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Mike Romy. I'm the new dean of the business school, the Archie Dunham Business School, and what a great opportunity it has turned out to be in such a short period of time. There's no way that I ever could have scripted this any better for my particular life. And to have this stage come in play and to be a part of the students at Houston Baptist and to be part of the curriculum, be part of the leadership has started off on a great foot. My journey here was quite a challenging one from the standpoint of my whole career I spent building up in the financial arena, and in that space did a number of different things, really pretty much starting from banking, corporate finance, municipal finance, investment banking, so all the way to even creating my own private equity firm called Memorial Capital Partners. And in doing that, you become quite well-versed, and needless to say, you think you're on top of the world. But along the way, God challenged me in many different ways, but particularly from a health standpoint. And I was an athlete. I played in college two sports, and you think nothing can hurt you, but what happened in 2008 with a heart attack at my son's baseball game, just talking to a dad on the other team on a clear blue sky day, was God's message to me that I needed to change my heart, needed to change my lifestyle. And it's been a real challenge, but also a good challenge, because I've grown to have a much softer heart and a much kinder heart and more gentle. And I can really appreciate that now. So being here along the way, being here with the students, I really understand their journey, particularly in the type of school that Houston Baptist is. And I'm blessed that I've had the experience that I've had, but I can tell you that no one throughout their life expects anything to go wrong. No one expects themselves to be in a situation where they have to make decisions that are very difficult decisions from a health standpoint. And I just finally had to admit that I could no longer be the head of a company and do it in the best manner possible. And so thinking that I would make a switch to purpose-driven work, particularly in the higher education world, I had an opportunity to right out of the chute to do a consulting arrangement for the McNair Foundation, and it was specific to the McNair Center for Entrepreneurship on campus at HBU. And in doing so, I engaged across the campus in a lot of different ways and really worked with a number of different people and grew fond of the university, really made a connection with a number of those folks. And so the table was set, the McNair Foundation was felt we were in a better place, and so we could go out and really find somebody on a permanent basis to take that position. In doing so, it was I thought at the same time that I was advising the interim dean of the business school, Dr. Kiefer, and little did I know he was taking notes. And in those notes, he had decided that the person that needed to be the dean of the business school was myself, Mike Romey. And there was a reason for that. And the reason for that was that the university has not spent a lot of time on bringing corporate relationships to campus and have not really spent a lot of time out in the corporate world with those ties. And so having the Rolodex that I have has really brought a positive event to the campus. And we have a number of different initiatives that we're working on that are going to be fantastic opportunities for the students, for the faculty, and for the school itself. So I'm looking forward to continuing to do those things. And as we go into this conversation, Jerry, I look forward to getting the chance to describe some of that and talk about it.
Well, Mike, you're a winner, and you're very understated. Romey served as senior partner at Allen Austin, where he gave joint leadership to the board, CEO, and private equity practices, as well as consulting in life sciences, industrial, professional services, and financial services practices. He was the CEO and principal at Chilton Capital, the CEO of Texan Capital, and senior partner at Bridgeway Capital. Romey's been recognized for excellence in investment management, business development, corporate turnarounds and transformations. He has established a reputation as an executive business strategist, coach, mentor, but driving all of his performance has been a deep commitment to generous philanthropy in the service of the community. Mike Romey, you are a winner, and we thank God for you. You are the new dean of the Archie Dunham College of Business and the director of academic partnerships.
And
I was so glad when I heard that, because when you and I during COVID were on a Zoom, I was thinking after I got off that Zoom, there's got to be a place for a leader like this at HBU.
Thank you, Jerry. It means a lot. I
did not surprise me one iota when I heard Dr. Sloan was working on it.
Well, Dr. Sloan and I had a conversation, and that conversation focused on the fact that at most universities that I've been involved in across the country, the business school has always tended to be a central focus for the school. Because it just makes sense.
Of course it does.
And for the students, for the longevity of the giving for the university, things of that nature. And what I can say is that he listened, and I was very appreciative.
Well, you know, this president of ours is an entrepreneur.
He really
and
is.
And most presidents are not an entrepreneur.
Well,
and he'll move on an entrepreneurial dime.
And Jerry, you know, everybody has a different definition of what an entrepreneur is. And some people think that if you're not an entrepreneur unless you're starting a business or you're running a business or whatever. And that's really not the case. I mean, they're entrepreneurial minds are very are very strong thinkers. They're very strategic, processing things that really move the ball forward. And so coming in here has really, it's felt like putting a puzzle together. And because the young deans that we have in place now are just fabulous. I mean, their hearts in it, their minds in it, and they have a lot of spirit. And Dr. Napper has done such a fantastic job of putting that group together. And really, from a team concept, which is very difficult from what I've seen, it's very difficult to create a team concept at a university in higher education, mm-hmm. because the way higher education thinks, you're doing research, you're teaching, and you're kind of in your own world, and so the way we have built so much momentum in that, not necessarily away from it, but really bringing it more together to be able to think together. And so we're in business for our students. I mean, we're Absolutely. Here because of the students. And so you've got to be constantly thinking how to continue to better ourselves to make it worthwhile for our students to come.
I could not agree more. Mike, I've got a series of questions. Give us an update on the McNair Center for Entrepreneurialism. Yeah. Is that technically under the Archie Dunham College of Business?
Well, how I would answer that, Jerry, is the answer is that it's really across campus. It's we do house it currently. I made that move when I came in to work very closely. We needed an identity,
yep.
And we, as I mentioned earlier, we needed to set the table and create that foundation.
Can't have a good meal without a table set well.
Foundations, if the foundation is not strong, it cracks very easily, right? Particularly in Houston. And and so putting that together was very implementing it and having a real value purpose for the students to want to be involved. So I know when we started looking at who would be good to run the center after my 1 year was up, a lot of conversation was around, okay, do we go for someone that has a strong background in doing it in the past at another university and knows how to do a lot of the things that are necessary, or do we go for younger and someone that's on the rise and coming up? And one of the things I learned, Jerry, in during that time is that there was, when I remember when I brought Jessica Wynn, who was one of the students that had gone through the program, and after she graduated, I then hired her as my right-hand person.
I remember that.
And she made such a difference because there was a connect with the students.
Sure. Bright my young mind.
Exactly. And what the students were coming to me for was for advice, direction, just general conversation. But the connection that Jessica brought to the table is really what catapulted us to really be, I'll say, successful with it. And so in bringing Brenda in, it really has really continued to make a difference because she can connect with the students very, very well. And they actually respect her.
And we might add, Mike, that the McNair Center of Entrepreneurism at a university is a very selective, there's not 50 of these.
There's five across the country.
And Bob and Janice McNair, who were the embodiment of entrepreneurialism.
And Mr. McNair was an incredible entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I mean, which is why he created this across the country at five different universities and his own university at the University of South Carolina.
Right.
So each of them do different things. You know, the Northwood University in Detroit, for example, they specifically work on research.
Right.
And it's very interesting stuff.
Let me ask you this. A director of academic partnerships,
yes.
I love this idea of taking the corporate world and creating partnerships. We can get to the end zone faster with strategic partners. Now, tell me the agenda of what you're doing.
So what I'll do is break it down into two sides. So the first one is specific to the business school. And so from a strategic standpoint, if you look at across the city of Houston and the surrounding area, the demographics coming out of the Greater Houston Partnership say that by the year 2040, we currently have, well, let me back up. We have 7.5 million people currently in Houston and the surrounding
right.
area. By the year 2040, there is an expectation that we will have 22 million people in
I believe it.
Yeah,
they're building 3,000 homes around me in Folsom.
I mean, it's incredible.
I mean, I don't even know how people are going to get out of their neighborhood, but never mind.
I mean, the Woodlands is running into that right now.
Yeah.
So if you think about those demographics and you think about where we're located, there aren't a whole lot of areas that for the city to grow. But one of them is down the 59 corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not sure on the statistics exactly of the number of students that come from the 59 corridor down.
Now, are you talking about past Wharton?
All the way down.
Follow you.
But my understanding, it's something around 50% of our students
sure.
come from this 59 corridor. Well, so let's think about that. If that triples, and you know, Dr. Sloan has made it very evident that he'd like to grow the school to a 10,000 number.
Yeah, we're on track for that.
Right. And if you think about that, we have to be in position to parallel the type of industry that Houston currently has, but more so how it's going to grow into the future. And so your curriculum needs to parallel with what jobs are going to be available. Again, going back to those same demographics, if you think about the number of students that stay in Houston once they graduate from HBU, my understanding is close to 80%.
Sure.
So
I can see that.
So what we're thinking is to get corporations that have not been on campus but like the demographics of our student population, they like how we teach, but we want them to be a part of what we're teaching and support what we're teaching and also help us and give us support in how we go about it. So for example, when I moved to Houston in 1976, yes, I'm dating myself, but when I moved here in 1976, I actually went into the training program at Texas Commerce Bank, which is now JP Morgan Chase. And that training program is extremely extensive. And I made the decision to do that over going to grad school because I specifically at that point wanted to be a banker. And so that whole program typically was anywhere from 9 to 12 months. Well, that's like going through graduate school in banking. So in today's world, you do not have those same programs because of the cost of them.
Sure.
And companies want to get their people and just put them right to work. Well, you know what you learn. I mean, what I've noticed in particular is that what you learn in coming up and through high school is totally different than how you go about learning in college. But guess what? It's even more so when you get out of college and then you go into the corporate world or in the secular world and you start to work. At that point, there's got to be something that brings you into the system that helps you become good at what you want to be in life as your career. So what we're trying to do is match and think about that in the business school. So creating a school of banking and having a corporate support for that school of banking. So what I have said to committees is that when we bring something or when we start something, we will take a business concept. And you know, whenever I had to report to the board about starting a new business or whatever it was inside the business, you have to cost it out. You have to have the numbers to support the business, because your shareholders are only going to take so much in losses. Well, we can't afford that at the university. So if we can get support at the same time we're trying to build that type of curriculum for banking, it will not only will it create a great student, it'll bring good faculty, it'll build a reputation, and from a marketing and from a framing standpoint for the university, and oh my gosh, what great jobs we're going to get for the students.
You have just articulated such a phenomenal plan that I know you used the example of banking, which the dear Lord knows it could be applied in how many different industries? The academia of the future, Houston, Texas, 2040, 22 million. It would not surprise me in the least.
Right.
You know, I've been to a lot of cities. I've never been to a city as agile that moves as fast. This is like the bionic city. You hit it. Remember the Bionic Man?
I sure do. Yeah.
You can throw a hurricane at this city. You can throw anything at it. The resiliency of this city called Houston is unbelievable. And here we are. Now, Mike, you know this and I know this. God put HBU right in the center of this mega city.
You know, eventually my belief is that HBU will be the center.
Yes.
I mean, I've thought about how when I moved to Houston, downtown was the center. And I've thought about how it's been a revolving situation and scenario for the city to have different points as the center of Houston. And it will be interesting to see where that ends up. What I do know is that we're here for a purpose.
Yes.
We're here for to help the diversity of our students and the diversity of our families, and those jobs are such a key for their future. So I do want to give you an example and how I started thinking about the vision for a lot of this is when I was in the McNair Center. And I started having students come to me and talk to me and say, you know, can you help me find a job at a big company? And so I would talk to them about that, and they would tell me that they were getting job offers, but they were small companies and they didn't understand why. And so I would talk them through that and try to listen to why they wanted a big company. And I got it because I did the same thing. Is I wanted to be trained, because you know, most of us are not born to be bankers. We're not born to be educators. We're,
sure.
we're trained to do whatever we end up doing. And so to get a job at the bank, typically you would have to be trained to do that in today's world.
Right.
And so we started thinking about the value, purpose, and of the university and making it, like you said, the university of the future, and making it more career ready for those students when they get out. And so one thing I know about our students here is that they are not entitled. They work very hard.
Yes, they do.
The top students are as good as any students at any other university.
Yep.
They really are. But typically 50% of the students here are first time college attendees, and they don't really have anybody really available to them to help guide them to even know what they want to do when they get out of college. So it falls on us to really be proactive in that manner and be a part of what their life is going to be like and how they're going to support the family. Because typically, the other thing is, typically our demographics are set up that the families are very involved. And if you ask those students, well, why do you come to HBU versus going to one of the major universities if you have the choice? And every time they would tell you, it's because HBU feels like family.
Hear that all the time.
All the time.
That's the one word that's been said at this table so many times by people that didn't say it to each other, but said it to me on film.
So
very unique word to describe a university,
right,
too.
Very unique.
I don't think they do that in most Ivy League universities.
Well, what I would tell you is it's not that they don't want to. It doesn't have that momentum. It doesn't have that support.
Well, Mike, I mean, we're out of time. In fact, you and I are the two guys who could talk all day long. I am just so thrilled about your leadership here. Mike Romy, the Dean of the Archie Dunham College of Business and Director of Academic Partnerships at HBU, brings an illustrious career in corporate America, but a huge heart. You can learn more at hbu.edu/Archie W. Dunham College of Business. And there is a place for you at hbu.edu/admissions, 281-649-3269. Students come to HBU from all over America, hbuonline.com. We now have students in almost all 50 states. So if you're outside of Houston, you're within our reach, and our academic programs in a digital age are available to you online, hbuonline.com. Check out all those academic graduate programs, not to mention the 152-acre campus right here at 7502 Fondren. And then I want to just also emphasize our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad, 281-649-3269. It is men and women that give sacrificially that have made this dream possible. They stand on the shoulders of forefathers like Stuart Morris, who is at the last board meeting, sitting right in front of me at an age of 102 or 3 years of age, unbelievably resilient. He is Houston in so many ways. And he and his friends co-signed personal notes guaranteeing Houston Baptist College when they stood in this pasture ground long before Southwest Freeway ever even made it to this area. And they dreamed. And so, Mike, now we've got to take the baton and dream on their shoulders, envision that day when 10,000 students are here, when an arena is here, a collegiate basketball arena, so many other things. You can find a part in our family at HBU. No more endearing term to a human being than to use the word family. Thank you so much for being with us, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate
and,
that.
And promise me you'll be back.
Oh, of
we
course.
We want reports.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a great story to tell.
Amen.
And I love telling it. So, we're gonna score some runs.
Amen. We are. We're with you all the way. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.